Good morning, everyone. We are now ready to officially start. Just want to thank everyone for coming today to the 2015 Water Protective Network Annual Meeting. I know we've got people from all across the United States to come out here to DC and rough through the traffic, so I just wanted to say thank you very much. My name is Marissa Escudero. I'm the Water Resources Manager here at the National Wildlife Federation. And I want to be the first one to welcome you here to the Water Protection Network. We've been around for close to 15 years, and in those 15 years, we have grown to over 240 local, regional, and national organizations. This is huge. This is incredible. So we all deserve a round of applause for that. We work to ensure the nation's federal water policies and projects are environmentally and economically sound. And together, we form a voice to reform water policy at a national level and help strengthen member capacity to influence federally sponsored projects and permits at the local level. We're a unique coalition. We focus on modernizing our largest water resources management agency, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And we focus on stopping damage to our nation's rivers, coasts, and wetlands. So how do we do that? We give up-to-the-minute information on congressional and agency activities. We connect with our members to our nationally recognized lawyers, scientists, ecologists, policy experts, and economists. We provide grassroots support for our members and a forum to share information and learn from each other, which is the most important aspect of this coalition. Now, in the last 15 years, we've got a couple of kudos that we need to thank ourselves for, or give ourselves a pat on the back. Of course, in 2007, WERDA came around, and we advocated for mandatory peer review for costly and controversial projects. We requested or advocated for strict, extensive mitigation requirements for civil work projects, as well as new water resources planning policy. In 2008, some of you might have remembered the Yazoo pumps, where we had a Clean Water Act veto. This protected over 200,000 areas of ecologically significant wetlands. Again, this is a huge, huge success for the network. And most recently, for the WERDA 2014, we requested principles, requirements, and guidelines to focus on environment, including healthy ecosystems, floodplains, looking at non-structural remedies, account for climate change, and ecological damage as part of the cost. We've done quite a bit in the last 15 years, and we've got a lot more to go. So I just wanted to go ahead and say thank you very much for coming out. We've got a great 2 days. A couple of logistics that I want to go over with you. If you look at your program, on page 4, you might notice a 45-minute lag in time between building partnerships and the afternoon break. This is not the opportunity for everybody to go and pal around or anything like that. Unfortunately, there was a typo in the program. So just know that we will have a 15-minute break at 3 o'clock. We will have soda and snacks provided, of course, and then move forward throughout the schedule. We anticipate ending a little after 5 o'clock, probably about 5:10 as a result of this change. Now the good news is, in case you haven't seen the changes, our welcome reception by the Pew Charitable Trust this evening will be located here at the Hyatt. And Diane, I think I saw you. Hi, Diane. Thank you so much for organizing that. Diane has saved us quite the trek through all of the traffic here that is happening in DC this week to be able to have this here at the Hyatt. So that was originally set for 6 o'clock. It is now set for 5:30. Also, if you had requested a meeting with your legislative staff or representative, we had set up a few meetings, again, due to the traffic and Google visit, we weren't able to secure as many meetings as we had requested or had anticipated. That said, please come see me if I have not already seen you to discuss what meetings we have available. There would also be a possibility for you to join another one of your members so that way nobody is going on their own to the Hill. We will also be providing talking points for you both today and tomorrow so that if you are not able to meet with your representative or with your legislative staff while you're visiting here, you will be able to take that information home with you. Can everybody see the screen? And can everybody hear everybody when I'm talking on the microphone? Perfect. We have a spare microphone for questions. The system is going to be all panelists will speak up front, and then we'll have a Q&A session. We're going to try to go without that second microphone first, just because we are kind of a small group. But if that does become a problem, just let me know we have the extra mic. So, without further ado, we'll go ahead and start off with the first panel.